We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. We begin this afternoon at the Brooklyn Federal Courthouse, where fallen R&B star R. Kelly hearing testimony from some of his victims, telling the judge how he preyed on them and misled them. It precedes his sentencing, which can come down at any minute on his federal sex trafficking conviction. Kelly listened with down-chosen eyes as one woman told him, "You made me do things that broke my spirit. I literally wished I would die." A Brooklyn federal jury convicted the 55-year-old Kelly of racketeering and other counts last year in a trial seen as a signature moment in the hashtag MeToo movement. Outrage over Kelly's sexual misconduct was brought to light in a TV documentary, Surviving R. Kelly, which gave voice to accusers who wondered whether their stories were previously ignored because they were black. Prosecutors going for 25 years, defense lawyers are hoping for something more like 10, although District Judge Ann Donnelly could follow federal sentencing guidelines and give him up to life in prison. 1010 Wins is at the courthouse. We will let you know what happens. Also from downtown, they said it was coming, and today New York made good on the threat to go after companies that produce ghost guns in court. City filed suit against 10 companies who make the untraceable guns which have been pouring into the city. The first of its kind suit filed under that new state law intended to hold the gun industry accountable. Today, Mayor Eric Adams, along with State Attorney General Tish James, announcing their first alleged offenders.
We are not going to let gun companies turn New York into a city of mail-ordered murder. Whether they are hidden in the trunks of cars or in parks in a plain brown box, they are illegal, and we will fight against it.
Mail-ordered murder, he says. The two lawsuits filed separately accuse the companies of illegally selling tens of thousands of gun frames and receivers over the last 5 years, frames that were used to assemble assault-style weapons, which the mayor says helped to fuel gun violence all across the state. Suits come 6 days after the Supreme Court struck down New York's law requiring gun owners to show a special need to carry guns in public. It also comes just one day ahead of tomorrow's special legislative session called by the governor to deal with that Supreme Court decision. Well, the stage is set for a showdown this fall between incumbent New York Governor Kathy Hochul and Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin. Voters decided that yesterday. The two will best represent their parties in the general election. 9 months after she stepped into the job as a relative unknown after Andrew Cuomo resigned, Ms. Hochul becomes the first female to lock up her party's nomination. She's hoping for some momentum to guide her back into office come November. She was on Newsline with Bridget earlier, sticking to her platform, battling crime and saying, yes, crime is going up, but not just here, defending New York's bail reform.
The entire crime rate is going up all over America, and that's not the fault of New York's bail reform. We tightened up bail reform without a doubt. We made sure that repeat offenders were covered who had not been covered previously. We gave judges more power to consider the severity of a crime.
Meantime, Zeldin also spoke to his live, says he's ready to roll up his sleeves with Democrats on the issue of cashless bail, saying Hochul hasn't done enough to toughen the state's bail laws.
I would be working with Mayor Adams so we could reach out to not just Republicans in the state legislature, but Democrats as well, to put together the support to be able to get this done. This requires a coalition that doesn't have to be made up of just Republicans.
Overall, Assembly Democrats largely repel challenges from the left as long-tenured incumbents appear likely to retain their seats. Election results were still coming in this morning, but in the early showing, most of the challengers appear to have fallen short. Back to Zeldin, they arrested a guy and charged him with a hate crime for allegedly vandalizing a campaign sign on a lawn. 41-year-old Vincent McKee of Long Island was stopped outside his Huntington home yesterday for allegedly vandalizing the signs on the corner of West Pulaski Road in Oakwood. Apparently, that's near where McKee lives, and cops say he drew a swastika on it and wrote some other things. McKee is also charged with criminal mischief. He'll be arraigned later today. Zeldin thanked the Suffolk Police Department and the hate crimes unit for making a swift arrest in that case. Seven people hurt after a big fire up in the Bronx this morning. This happened at a residential building. The FDNY says a firefighter was among the injured. Fortunately, nothing life-threatening, though. They got a call about 7 o'clock about smoke coming from the third floor of a six-story building on Clay Avenue right there near East 171st. Quickly turned into a second alarm, bringing 25 units, 106 firefighters to the scene. Took them a little more than an hour to get it out. One of the civilians, among the six civilians injured, had to go to the hospital. Everybody else, including the firefighter, refused medical attention. The cause is under investigation. From Grand Central, you hear about this? Police say a woman is dead, fatally struck by a subway train last night after she fell on the tracks. I didn't hear about that. The 20-year-old fell as the number 7 was pulling in shortly before 11. She was pronounced dead there at the scene. No word on whether or not this was foul play or she simply fell. The train operator wasn't able to get the thing stopped in time. Transit officials had announced earlier this year that they were planning to install safety barriers in three of the city's subway stations. Remember, this was supposed to be part of a pilot program intended to prevent falls onto the tracks. The MTA said a survey of the 472 stations, though, found that just 41 of them could be retrofitted with those barriers.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.